took a chance, picked the most solid-looking floorboard I could see, and eased across the floor to the far side of the building, the one nearest the water, and turned to face the hole in the wall that Magog's body had smashed open on its way in. Thump, thump, thump. I readied my will and shook out my shield bracelet in case I needed it. I lifted my staff and pointed it at where I thought Eldis Gruff's head might be when he came in, so he would know I was serious. Thump, thump, thump. I adjusted the aim on the staff a little higher. Thump, thump. Sweat trickled off my brow. Thump, thump. How far did this guy have to walk? Thump, thump. This is just getting ridiculous now. Thump, thump. And Eldis Gruff appeared in the opening. He was 5 feet tall, 5'2" tops. He wore a robe with a cowl pulled back so that I could clearly see his curling ram's horns, the goat-like features, the long white beard, the yellow eyes with their hourglass pupils. And in his right hand, he carried a wooden staff, carved with runes that looked almost precisely like my own. He took a limping step forward, leaning on his staff, and when he planted the tool on the ground, it flickered with green light that then splashed out onto the earth beneath it, spreading outward in a resonating wave. Thump! The floorboards creaked beneath him, and he came to a cautious stop and faced me quietly, both hands on his staff. His robe was belted with an old bit of simple rope. There were 3 stoles hanging through it, purple ones, faded and frayed with the passage of time. Those were the mantles worn by members of the Senior Council, the leaders of the White Council of Wizards. They were, generally speaking, the oldest and strongest wizards on the planet. And eldest brother Gruff had, evidently, killed 3 of them in duels. This, I said, has really not been my day. The Gruff regarded me solemnly. Hail, young wizard. He had a deep, resonant voice, far too huge and rich for the frame it came from. Thou knowest why I have come.
To slay me, most likely, I said.
Aye, said the Gruff, by my queen's command and in defense of Summer's honor.
Why? I asked him. Why would Summer want Marcone taken by the Denarians? Why would Summer want the Archive under their control?
The Gruff only stared at me for a long moment, but when he spoke, I could have sworn that his voice sounded pensive, maybe even troubled.
It is not my place to know such things, or to ask.
The Gruffs are Summer's champion in this matter, aren't they? I demanded. If not you, then who?
What of thee, wizard? The Gruff countered. Hast thou asked why the wicked Queen of Winter would wish thee to prevent Marcone from being taken by those servants of the darkest shadow? Why she, who embodies destruction and death, would wish to protect and preserve the Archive?
I have, actually, I said.
And what answers hast thou found?
Gruff, I said, I find myself largely clueless about why mortal women do what they do. It will take a wiser man than me to understand what's in a fey woman's mind.
Eldest Gruff stared at me blankly for a second. Then he threw back his head and made a sound that, well, more than anything, it sounded like a donkey.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Hee-haw!
He was laughing. I laughed, too. I couldn't help it. The whole day had just been too much, and the laugh just felt too good. I laughed until my stomach hurt, and when the Gruff saw me laughing, it only made him laugh harder and more like a donkey, and that set me off in turn.